Simon Shin Nun Ches Sif Beis. Now we said that if you have a karfif that's mukaf ledira, that the hekif, the machitz, are made for dira purposes, for the purposes of residential use. So even if it's bigger than the base of Simon, it's a huge area, still you can carry the whole thing. It just blibes, considered like a regular chotzer. If it's hukaf shalodishim dira, not for dira purposes, but for other purposes, then it's bigger than the base of Simon, you cannot carry it more than 4 amas. It becomes a karmelis. So the mechaber says, uman nikar mukaf ledira. What qualifies, what's considered mukaf ledira? The hekif was done for dira purposes. Mechaber says it means you build a house and then you put the fence around it afterwards. Whether the fence is going all the way around the house, all four sides, or let's say the house has a back door and the house is built with a back door and then you make a backyard, a fenced in backyard. So then since the hekif was made for the tzarech of the bayis, it's considered to be hukaf ledira. As opposed to, Mishnah Berurah explains, if you first make a hekif, you first make a fence in the area, and then you build a house inside there afterwards, so then it's considered that it was done shalei shem dira. Mishnah Berurah says, however, that if you put up the original fencing, having in mind to put a bayis there, so then it still works. Or efshei shtahakel, maybe kablinian and say it still works. Since the hekif was made for the purpose of the dira, for the purpose of bayis, you're planning a building shortly thereafter, even though for technical purposes, you built the hekif, you built the machitz is around the whole area first, before you put down the bayis, before you build the bayis, it doesn't really make a difference that the bayis was not there originally, because understood that it was put there for the tashmish of the bayis, of the dira, and therefore it's good enough. The Chazon Ish, he challenges this, and he ends up differentiating that if it's a fencing for a chutzah, like a backyard, that was put up before the bayis, or before there was a pesach from the bayis to the backyard, before the back door was built, then it's considered hukaf ledira. Because we know this is fencing for a backyard of a house. As opposed to if a fencing is put up, let's say, for a storage area, and then you put a bias there, even when you put up the fencing, you had in mind to eventually put the bias there, there is not willing to be samach the Mishnah Berurah's kula, because at the time it was fencing for a storage area. After it's put the bias there, the fact that you had in mind to do that doesn't help. It's only if it's fencing for a chutzah, like for a yard, that we know the whole purpose of it is for the bias, so then it's going to hook of a dira based on the fact that you plan on putting the bias there, and you go so far as to say that even before the bias is there, it already has a status of hook of a dira. Another interesting shayla of the Bir Lacha brings it down. We discussed if you have a back door to a fenced area and the fence was put up afterwards, or at least you had in mind when you put the fencing that there will be a back door from the house to the backyard. So that's considered hukaf ledira. Well, there's no back door, but there's a window from the house to this yard. Is that also considered that this yard is serving the house? So the Bir Lacha brings a shayla about the Ma'aseh the Gemara's Pesach, sounds like a door. Samachrei Rameko. He says, even Gemeko, it's only if it's a window that's meant to pass things in and out to the backyard from. If the window, just look out the window for light, so then it's not gonna help for this. And the backyard that doesn't have any door in the house is not considered to be hukaf ledira. Now the Mechaber discusses a case we have heck of a tzareh there, shalei shem dira, not for dira, not for residential purposes. Therefore, you cannot carry on in Shabbos if it's more in Beis HaSayim. Now you want to switch to make a heck of a dira. He says you don't have to take down the whole thing and put a new one up. Rather, you just make a pirtza, halachic pirtza, and then fix the pirtza. For example, we know a pirtza eser, if you have a pirtza more than 10 amas, so that is considered a pirtza of the machitzas you can no longer carry within them. So if you just make a pirtza of 11 amas, and then you put up one amma, get it back down to 10, so that's good enough. The fence was down, and now it's back up. That's all you have to do, and now they're putting it back up, it's being done with Shem Dira. In fact, the Mechaber takes it a step further. Let's say you want to make a pirtza of more than 10 amas, but you don't want to do the whole thing at one time. Rather, you knock the one amma, and then you fix the amma. Knock the one amma, and fix the amma, etc., etc., until you get to more than 10 amas. And since the putting up of those new 11 amas is done with Shem Dira, so now the whole thing is considered hukaf ledira. Even though it was originally hukaf shalei shem dira, and there's no point when the machitz are apostle, because you did an amma at a time, you never had 10 and a half, 11 amas down. Still, since right now the only reason why the hekav is there is because of the shem dira part, because there's 11 amas here that were done with Shem Dira, and if it wouldn't be for those 11 amas, so it would not be considered they have a hekav b'chlal at all. So therefore, it's considered right now the hekav is a shem dira, because the hekav is dependent on the L'Shem Dira. And the Mishnah Berurah really says that you can do any trick as long as it was technically possible, or would have technically possible, without what you have now. You can do anything, you can knock down 11 amas, and put a Tzor Pesach, those 11 amas, that's also good. Anything that, right now, the reason why the Mechitzas are kosher is dependent on something that was put there, L'Shem Dira, so it's considered the whole thing was done, Hekav Shedira, and now you can carry as much as you want on Shabbos.